In the beginning of the parasha, Avraham goes out to do Hachnasas Archim. Three angels dressed up as people, and the pasuk seems to say he gives them basar v'chalav. He gives them meat and milk, milk and meat. So the question the Mefarshim asks, based on the assumption that Avram was Makayim Kol HaTorah Kuo, like the Gemara in Yuma tells us, even Mitzvahs Drabanan, so what's the problem with him giving non-Jews milk and meat? He's not eating it. So the Torah tells us regarding the Isser of Basar V'Cholav, it's mentioned three times in the Torah. And Chazal learned out, Echad le'isser bishol, Echad le'isser achila, v'echad le'isser hana. You're prohibited to cooking milk and meat, you're prohibited from eating the cooked milk and meat, and you're prohibited from getting hana from this cooked milk and meat. So, by Avram, just like by giving to your dog or your pet, you're not allowed to, you don't have to give them kosher. You can give them non-kosher, but if it's bus of a cholov, at least min haTorah, that's the whole discussion, how far does it go? If you have a bus of behemoth tahora, but not shechted properly, how far you go is a debate among the Rishonim. But if we assume that it's bus of a cholov min haTorah, there is an Isser Hana. So how did Avraham give his guest bus of a cholov? So obviously on a, number one, it's Kodama in Torah, but we said Avram keeps it. Secondly, it really doesn't say anywhere that he cooked it. So really, we're talking about bus of a cholov at best midrabanan, and there's no Issa Hana. And also, I think it says it gave him first milk, then meat. You could have milk before the meat. So the many answers, it's not so much the question of how Avram did it, it's more the yisod I'm looking for in terms of this halachic principles. So assuming that it was bus of a cholov min haTorah, let's work with that assumption. So comes along the B'nai Yisaskar has the following Shaila, not just him, but others as well, that we have a principle of mitzvahs lav lahanos nitnu. The Gemara talks about doing mitzvahs not for the sake of, for your own benefit. In other words, if you know the hana, I'm not going to get hana from this person, and you need a chauffeur, so you could borrow a chauffeur. In contrast, as Taz writes regarding Talmud Torah is lahanos nitnu, you can't borrow the person safer. But generally, mitzvahs lav lahanos nitnu. And why is a cryptic statement of the Rashba? It seems to be because shelo kederach hana. In other words, I'm not going into it because I want to get the benefit. I'm doing it for the mitzvah, so the hana is only tangential. It's only incidental. In fact, there's a famous machlokes, the Rashba and the Rashba and the Rush, about what's the pshat in mitzvahs, and what's the Rashba and the Ran regarding getting hana, how far does that go? So, let's say you have a tefillah shel mitzvah, you have to go to the mikvah, to the lake, and you made a hana, I'm not going to benefit from this lake. So, could I go into this lake? I'm going with dvar mitzvah, I'm becoming tar, but I'm also going to get benefit because it's 90 degrees outside. So the Ran would say, no, you don't apply mitzvahs lav lahanos nitnu, you can't go into that lake. And the Rashba says, no, you can. Once it's under the rubric of a mitzvah, so any hana you get is under mitzvahs lav lahanos nitnu, we don't consider it hana. So the Rashba says, why not? Because kind of like he says, it's something, shelo kederach. So what's the pshat? So the B'nai Yisaskar answers, how could Avram get benefit? Because we know, what was Avram doing? As Gemara and Shabbos, Gadol Kovod Abriyas, Shadocha Lo Sase Shebetorah, Gadol Kovod Abriyas, Gedola Achnosis Archa Mikabalas Pnei HaShchina. That even though he was in the middle of doing the mitzvah of talking to God, he went ahead and did Haknosis Archim. So he was in the middle of the mitzvah of Haknosis Archim, and he gave them the milk and meat. So we have a principle. Mitzvah Slav Lohanos Minna. So even though he was involved in, since he was involved in the mitzvah, so the incidental benefit is not a problem. So according to the Rashba, it's no problem. That's how he could get it, because it's under the rubric of mitzvah slav lahanos nindo. You know, according to the Ran, you know, perhaps it'd be a problem. There's some type of hana. So what's the pshat? Why is mitzvah slav lahanos nindo? So the Rashba seems to say something about it, because shlo kederech hana. You're doing it l'shem mitzvah, so it's not like you're doing it for the purpose of hana. It's like a lo kederech. So hence you're involved in Zagnosis Orchim, so therefore it's Shalo Kederech. So what's in the Kudus HaMacholos if you apply it to a bus of a Cholov? So that's in Simon Pei Zayin. There's a whole discussion in Yoredeya and the Poskim, Rishonim. In other words, as a general rule, things are Aser Kedarko. But you do something, Shalo Kederech, so at least it's a Durabana, maybe Mutter. There's a whole discussion about eating things, Shalo Kederech. So what about regarding, does this apply to Bas of Acholav? Why wouldn't it? Because since it has a Lashon in the Torah, goes Sevashio. So when the Torah has a Lashon of Achila, goes Sochel, so then it's Shalo Kederech, so then you can get it down. There's either Mutter, Durabanan. But there's a whole discussion, that's why a whole discussion by Yom Kippur, when it says, goes to Una, it doesn't say not to eat, so the Shalo Kederech applies. There's a whole, discussion by Basav Achol, but you say Shalo Kederech or not. So that's the Nakuda. B'nei Yisachar, as we say, Mitzvah Slav Lahanos Nitnu, and therefore it's not a problem. The others would say, yeah, Mitzvah Slav doesn't apply here, because they hold like the Shita, that by Bas of Achalav, even Shalo Kederech is Usher. So that'd be in the Kuda there. Or as others say, based on Rashi, what's Mitzvah Slav Lahanos Nidnu? It's an all al Savar. It's like a burden. You're doing it because you have to. So therefore, anytime you're forced to do something, you don't have the same Hana. That's why, according to some, if someone forces you to eat something, so perhaps you don't make a bracha rishona, because how could you make a birkas hanenin? So the Mefarshim say, based on Rashi, so maybe when do we say mitzvah slav lahanos nitnu? If it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, if it's a mitzvah I have to do. But if it's just a kiyama mitzvah, so then how could you, then there's no olal savar, I'm doing it because I'm choosing to do it. Do we know Avram Avinu was makayim kol ha-torah kulo b'torah she'eino mitzuva v'yosef? So therefore, if Avram was just doing Kiyam HaMitzvah, so therefore you don't apply the Klal of Mitzvah Slav Lahanos Nitnu, and therefore they hold you'd have a problem. So that seems to be in the Kuda, whether we apply Mitzvah Slav Lahanos Nitnu, either like the first, like working with the Shitas Arashba about whether it's Shalo Kederech, so therefore perhaps Basav Achav, you don't need Kederech. That'd be one reason to be Cholek on the B'nai Yisar. Or with Rashi, that it's only on the Chiyav, it's not going, it's only when it's an Ol. And therefore that's why, according to this, you wouldn't apply Mitzvah Slav, if you wouldn't apply Mitzvah Slav Hanus, then you're back to the problem. It's a famous answer from the Malbom on his Sefer and Chumash, which the Cheshek Shloma quotes in Yoredeya, Lahalacha, that the Pasuk says that he gave the, if I could find the Pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, what does the Pasuk say? Something about She'asach in the beginning. So what's the lesson? And it says, Vayikach chema v'cholav uven habakar she'a asa. What do you mean uven habakar she'a asa? So the Malbrum writes that Avram created the behema yesh meayin. He wasn't a behema that came from a mommy and daddy. It was created from the Sefer HaYetzira. For our purposes, it came in a metaphysical way. It wasn't like the normal way. He put the potion together and it was created. So the Malbim says, that's why. So he says a behema that's created from Sefer Yetzira doesn't have a din of a behema. So therefore, it was a par of cow. And therefore, there was no problem having milk of meat. It wasn't milk of meat. And that's what the Cheshek Shlomo writes, Lahalacha, that milk from a cow of a Sefer Yetzira doesn't have the status of milk. So therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. Today, with they're on the cusp and they've started, but it's too expensive now of making meat from the lab. So they take some, they take some cells, and skipping all the technical details, they create in the lab, they create a piece of meat. So that's the whole discussion. Eventually, when it comes down to make it affordable, so is this meat? So if you assume it's like the Sefer HaYetzira, so therefore, according to the Cheshek Shlomo, it would not be considered meat. And probably may not Torah, it's not meat. The question is midrabanan maris ayin. But that's how the Malbim learns, that it's not an issue here of basar v'cholav, because there is no basar v'cholav, because there is no basar. It was a cow from the Sefer HaYetzira. So there are many answers to the famous question of how did Avram give milk of meat. Either it wasn't cooked, he gave milk before meat, etc. And then we have mitzvahs lav lahanos, like b'nei yisaskar, but maybe, as I say, it wouldn't apply because by basar v'cholav, maybe even shalok haderech is asur, or like Rashi, mitzvahs lav lahanos in his own way, it's an olal savaro. If Avram was mekayim kol haTorah on his own, so therefore it wasn't a problem. Well, you have the Malbim, that it was created from the Sefer Yetzira, and therefore doesn't have a din of meat, and therefore there's no basar v'cholav.